the same stuff. Not the fruit of the sin, but the root of the sin. Jesus is pointing to our heart, and he said, if we're not right, if our fruits don't show fruit, if our roots don't show his root, what's he saying in John 15:5? I'm the vine, you're the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. If you're here today and you say you're a believer and going to heaven, but you have no fruit, my friend, you could be going to hell. Is this going out on the internet? A few days ago, I sat in an airplane with somebody that doesn't believe in the reality of hell. Very famous person. You guys would all know, but I'm not going to say who they are. They don't believe in the reality of hell. I do, my friends, because Jesus tells me right here, you are liable to the hell of fire. Chronologically, Matthew 5:29-30 says, if your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. For it is better that you lose one of your members than of your whole body be thrown into, everybody say it, hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. For it is better that you lose one of your own members than your whole body go to, everybody say it, hell. Now he's speaking to archers. If you've ever shot a bow, you kind of go like this and you look with your right eye and you kind of grab the thing and you pull with your right hand. And that's how you live to eat, right? Because back then they didn't have fries and all that. Jesus says, pull your eye out and get rid of your hand. Get rid of how you even live so you don't go to hell. Some of us need to do like that fireproof, take our computers out and drop kick them. Take a hammer to them. Some of us need to change how we are. Amen? Because God says if we don't, we'll go to hell. These are what the Bible says. Not, I'm not just saying this. The Bible says it. Let's go chronologically to Matthew 7:19. And I'll tell you what, our tech guys are the best in the world. I didn't even say it yet and it was up there. That's awesome. It says, every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. That right there, my friends, means hell. Lost people, bad tree. Good people, good tree. Amen. Trying to make it simple. Trying to make it simple. Check your tree. What's on your... Do you have fruit? Are you following God's commandments? Matthew 10:28. And do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Don't fear those. Rather fear him, Jesus, who can destroy both soul and body in hell. He can throw you in hell where Satan is. When you go to hell, hear me today, you've never heard this before maybe, you will have a resurrected body and you will in hell suffer mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually in hell. You think that Arizona at 117 is hell? You ain't seen nothing yet. People from Georgia were going, man, it's hot, but it's dry. I have a feeling in hell it's going to be both. I was in Virginia 2 weeks ago and I said, get me out of here, wizard. I hate this place. Bugs all over me, sweating. I had a little shirt like this on and I was sweating around the collar at church. That's 2 Sundays ago. It's going to be worse than that in hell. But we're also going to suffer spiritually and physically and mentally. Hear me, people. It's what the Bible says. Matthew 13:41-42, but the Son of Man will send his angels, and they will gather out his kingdom of out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all lawbreakers, and he will throw them into the fiery furnace. Refer to Daniel 3, in that place where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Hear me today. Not only is there a rapture for you and me that are believers and have fruit, there's a rapture for you who don't have fruit, and it's a rapture into hell. It says it right there. We don't preach on that rapture much, do we? Mike, in seminary, did you ever even have a class on the rapture of hell? I never did, and I just graduated. It's right there. He's going to gather up all those people that are sinful and lawbreakers and throw them into the eternal fire. The reality of hell. Matthew 18:7-9. Woe to the world for temptations for sin. For it is necessary that temptations come, but woe to the one by whom the temptation comes. And if your hand and if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. Throw it away. It is better for you to enter crippled or lame than with two hands or with 2 feet and be thrown into the eternal fire called hell. And if your eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It's better for you to enter life with one eye than with 2 eyes and be thrown into hell. Some said, preacher, you repeated yourself. No, I didn't. Jesus did. Amen. Whatever you need to do, Do it so you don't go to hell. Do it. Whatever you need to do. Hear me today, Matthew 23:33. I can just see Jesus, you know. I try to study him and try to follow him. And in Matthew 23:33, I see Jesus just, he walks in and he got a little mad. He got a little mad. And he said, I'm sure he shouted this out, "You serpents, you brood of vipers, how are you to escape being sentenced to hell?" Hell is a reality, my friends. Matthew 25:41. "Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels.'" See, we know this, that Satan one day thought he was God, and God cast him to this earth with one third of the angels, which are demons today. And they've been here for about 6,000 years as his demons. And they are out here to try to blind you and me so that we can't see God's love and mercy. And God put you and me on this earth in his own image. So we were created to do what? Show a demonstration of God's love and power and mercy exemplified through a real Christian. We are peculiar. And we want people to look at us and go, "That's peculiar. That's weird that they would pray and give money to a place and hand out stuff and hand out how many hot dogs, 200 hot dogs Friday night, and give us a snow cone and not charge us, but come up and pray with us. That's peculiar." Amen. Amen. Matthew 25:46. I'm almost done with this point. Some of you are going, "Man, hurry up." Here we go. "And these will go away," Jesus says, "into eternal punishment, but the righteous will go away into eternal life." Praise God for that. Listen, that's it. There is no purgatory. There is no second chance. There is no reincarnation. You go right into eternal punishment or right into eternal heaven. 1 million years from today, hear me today, people, you will either be in heaven or hell. And that's it, because Jesus said it. There's nothing else. That's it. And it totally depends on what you do with Jesus. And I'm telling you, hear me today, this life is brief. It's short. You don't have a lot of time to get it right, sir. Ma'am, you don't have a lot of time to get it right. Young person, you don't have very much time to wait until you get it right. In fact, some of you shouldn't even wait till the end of the service. Right now in your heart and in your mind and in your soul, you should be asking Jesus to save you from the blindness of this earth and that receive him. You should be doing it even as I speak this morning. Nowhere can I find in the Bible that I am promised another heartbeat. Nowhere. Could end right now. And I'm not trying to scare you. I'm not. I'm trying to warn you. Hear me today. If your house is on fire and you were asleep and I was driving by and I knew you were in there and I knew your house was burning, how dare me not bang on the door and scream and throw something through the window to warn you to get you out? And how much worse is hell than just getting burned? It's an eternal burn. There's a real place. Jesus warned us. It's a reality and it's called hell. And some of you are headed there, and I've got to tell you about it today. And as Christians, we shouldn't do anything but weep and weep over those that are dying and going to hell. See, Jesus believed in hell, so I'm going to preach it. And I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to help you so you don't go there. Amen? VBS workers, if you handed out a jelly bean this week, stand up. If you did anything at VBS, stand up. Hurry. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Sit down. We tell our children they have to grow up to understand what Jesus is and what it means to be saved. That's Christianity talk. Christianese. Wait a minute. Jesus said, "Little children, come to me." Hear me, people. Don't be a stumbling block for those who believe in Christ. Let them believe in Christ. I love how little kids believe in Christ. I've been to camps like we're going to go today and drop young people off. And at camp, they hear the good news of Jesus Christ and they say to themselves, "I want Jesus in my life, all of myself into life." They want him all. They study their Bible. They hear the Word. They love it. And they want it. Adults, be like children today. Love it and want Him. Why can't we just receive Jesus like a little child? Why can't you give up all your excuses? Why can't you stop putting things off for Jesus? Why can't you do what you need to do and give your heart to Jesus? Why can't you? Hell is a reality. We've seen so many scriptures today. But secondly, there is a road that leads to hell. Can you see that road? Of course it's out there. Jesus talks about it in the Bible. And as we look at that road, there's a big highway to hell. And the road is broad and it leads to destruction. It's big at the wide entrance and the gate is wide. What's at that gate? What's at that gate? I ask myself, since the gate is wide, what do I see at that gate? What I see is this. Hear me today. Please don't be offended. But here's what I see. I see a liberal church that denies the doctrine of the inerrancy of the Scripture at that gate. I see people that took Jesus' words as a bunch of mumbo jumbo. They had a Bible, but it was never opened or used. That's who I see at this gate. I see a pastor who did not believe in the inerrancy and the true Word of God. I see church attendees who did not love and did not believe and who did not bear fruit at the gate of hell. I see liberal schools. I see universities. I see Hollywood. I see television shows. I see the liberal media at the gates of hell. Does anybody remember normal? I turned on the TV the other day and it was Jerry Springer and the Freak of the Week. What's normal? How about this? Now that's normal. Y'all take your shoes off and come back now. You hear? What's happened to us, people? I did pretty good at that. That's not my song, by the way. What's normal? What's normal? The gate is wide. I'm telling you, the gate is wide. Colossians 2:8. See to it that no one takes you into captive by philosophy and empty deceit. According, the Bible says, to human tradition. Don't do what they're doing. Be different. But according to the elemental spirits of the world and not according to Christ. Don't do that. Do not, it says, neglect the Bible. Today we're filled with drug abuse, drunkenness, parties, sexual sins. My friends, we're in trouble. Isaiah 55 says, your ways are not my ways and my ways are not your ways. 2 Timothy 4:3-4 says this. Write it down. Read it later. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching. There's a time coming. We're pretty full today. That's good. Praise God. There's a time coming where it's not going to be easy to fill up a room like this. There's a time coming, it says, that will have itching ears and they will want to accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions. There is no hell. Don't worry about it, y'all. Wrong. There is. Verse 4 says, and they will turn away from listening to the truth and they will wander off into myths. Wide, hear me, wide. Broad, hear me, broad. Big gate is out there on the way to hell. Peer pressure, friends, let's go. I got to tell you this. What causes us to this gate is people that say, let's go to a come as you are church and leave as you were. Let's go to a come as you are and leave as you were church. No! No! We're supposed to preach the authority and the infallible Word of God. And sometimes it hurts. Sometimes it hurts. Now I want to show you a deceptive path. We know it's a reality, but now we know that there's a road, but now it's a deceptive path. The devil doesn't tell you the truth, does he? Listen to me. Everybody look up here. The devil doesn't tell you the truth, does he? He doesn't. And I want to give you some examples. He says, come on in here, drink a little. It's okay. Jesus turned water into wine. Jesus drank wine. It's okay. He doesn't show you what it's like to be an alcoholic. He doesn't show you what it's like to go to the hospital and see your son who broke into your wine and beer cabinet and got your car keys out and got in a wreck in your car and now is laying in critical condition, and you call Pastor Billy to go pray so that he might live. He doesn't show you that. He doesn't say anything about the diseases, young people, that come along with sexual sin. He doesn't show you anything about that. He doesn't tell you about being married and pregnant, or about being pregnant out of wedlock. He doesn't tell you about the responsibilities that come with the child. He doesn't tell you that. But listen to me. He doesn't tell you about anything with an end of the story. But 5 seconds into hell, my friends, you will know the truth. Man, I'm trying to preach today, people. I feel passion today. I hope we're hearing this. He doesn't tell you when you flirt around at work that you will lose your family and your integrity and your respect. He doesn't tell you that. But the Bible does. In 16 of 25 of the book of Proverbs, it says this: there's a way that seems right to man, but in the end, its way is to death, hell. Wake up, people. Here we go. And I know you're with me today. I'm crying out to our internet church right now. Listen to me, internet church. Get right with Jesus. That's what we're about at Heart Cry. It's a crowded path to hell. It's a crowded path to hell. Listen to me. 81% in the new book Barna wrote 2 weeks ago says, 81% believe in life after death. And only 10% deny that there is life after death. Less than 0.5% believe they will go to hell. My friends, how many people are in America? 6.8 billion? If only 0.5% are only going to hell, then this Bible's a lie. Because this world is not how it should be. There is a hell. And a lot of people are going to go there, right? But we don't want them to here. We don't want them to here. 2/3 say they expect to go to heaven in the American population today. Do you worry about death and dying? It's a crowded path to hell. Matthew 7:21-23. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father, he who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord. These are preachers, guys. These are pastors. Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And he cast out demons in your name. And we did many mighty works in your name. And Jesus said, I will then declare to them, I never knew you. I never knew you. I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. The real question today is not do you know Jesus, but does Jesus know you? Man, it was a lot easier to shout in the PAC. I feel like I'm yelling at you guys, and I'm not. I'm begging you to listen. I'm one beggar that found a piece of bread trying to share a piece of bread with another beggar. Amen. Finally, this is the best part of the sermon, the redemption from hell. Pastor, you've got me scared. You got a pink shirt on. You know, we got here this morning. There was a dead cat laying in the middle of the grass. What's going on out here? I said it was either my song or my shirt killed the cat. I'm not sure which. But one way or the other, we need to know the reality of hell. Enter by the narrow gate, the redemption of hell. Chapter 7 of Matthew 13 and 14. Enter by the narrow gate. Enter by the narrow gate. For the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to hell. The gate is wide. The gate is easy that leads to hell. And those who enter it are many. For the gate is narrow and their way is hard that leads to life. And those who find it are few. Available to all, the Bible says. Enter. Enter. Not, hey, you and you and you. Enter, Jesus says. Enter by the narrow gate. All of us, this is available to us. It's available to us. Enter by Jesus. The Bible says in John 14:6, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. Those who enter by me shall have eternal life. Jesus says, I'm the only way. He also says it again in John 10:9. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved. And he will go in and out and find good pastures. The way is narrow. Finally, the way is narrow. The way is narrow. But it's a rewarding way. Amen. John 10:10 says, the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy you, your family, your job, and your life. And then Jesus pops in and says, but I have come. And I have come to give you life. And I have come to give you an abundant life, a great family, a great job, a power, provision, and protection is what he's saying there. I've come to give that to you, but you've got to receive it, he says. But the way is narrow and few people will do that. Why? Because hell is a reality. Father, I ask you to let somebody enter the narrow gate today in Jesus' name. Father, I ask you to let somebody enter the narrow gate today in Jesus' name. I'm going to read my song. Bow your heads. I dreamed I had gone to that city where never comes night. And I saw the bright mansions in glory. I saw the fair angels of light. I gazed in long years for the rapture and on the face of my Savior so true. And I sang with the seraphim, holy, when I dreamed I searched heaven for you. I looked on both sides of the river that flows through the city of God. And I searched through the bright mansions in glory. The streets of gold pavement I did trod. The faces of saints by the millions I scanned in my yearning to see. The face I had cherished so fondly, the face that had grown so dear to me. And I asked the 10,000 sweet angels, have you seen this beloved one, pray tell? And have you met in the bright courts of heaven the one of them on whom earth I loved well? They shook their heads sadly and they told me, they have not seen you. And then I knew that somewhere in the darkness of hell, you wandered alone, lost and in sin. I dreamed I searched heaven for you. I searched vainly through heaven for you. Friend, won't you prepare to meet me up there, lest I should search heaven for you. Father, it's in your name we pray that today everybody in here is entering by that narrow gate. And it's in your name we pray that the blindness would be taken off from Satan. And it's in your name we pray, and through your mercy and love, that we be saved because we call on you today. And I pray for boldness and courage to make that. In Jesus' name, amen. Will you stand with me this morning? Stand with me this morning. Do not be afraid. Most of us in this room have at one time walked an aisle and prayed the prayer with the pastor. My prayer today is that you heard that hell is a reality, and I pray that today you'll do whatever it takes to make sure you're going to heaven. Next week, I'm going to preach on heaven. 4th of July, heaven. But as you're here today and they sing, will you come? Will you come? I also have Pastor Stacy in the back. If you're afraid to come forward, go backward. But come.
Where your love goes, yeah. Bring me to
go get the kids so they can sing the last song. We'll have an adult run over there and grab them or call them, however that works out. But ushers, will you come forward? Pray with me. I'm extremely hot in here. I'm about to faint if someone can turn the air on. Anybody else hot? I guess hell made me hot preaching on hell. I am dying up here. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your love and mercy. Father, we pray again. I know we've said it. We pray that you would open the eyes of the blind to see your love and mercy. And Father, now as we give to you, we show our fruit. This is the test, one of them, that says, do we really love you? And Father, as we give back to you, we say we are obedient and we love you. And as we do give back, we're able to reach and teach men and women, boys and girls, about Christ so that they're not blind. So Father, multiply this ministry. Multiply it, Lord, through our giving. Multiply it, Lord, through what we can do to help others. And we pray all this in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen.
One more song for you guys today. Oh, yes.
Hold on. Do this. And I also want to pray for the kids that are going to BBS, or I'm sorry, camp. Mike, come up here real quick. Mike Hanotis. Did I say it right? Close enough?
Hanotis.
It's hard for me to say. Thank you, Trey. Mike has come to join our fellowship from North Carolina. He came out here a couple years ago on a mission trip, fell in love with Arizona, not really, but God said you have to move here. and said, you have to move here and you have to help a church. And for the last 7 months, he's kind of been helping a church, but by sitting in the back row, right? And so I met him and I said, hey, I need help. We need help. So he's going to come and just do whatever God wants him to do here. He's coming from a great church in North Carolina, Englewood Baptist Church. Him and his family, which is back there right now with moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas. But they'll be back in a few weeks. Michael wanted to hurry up and get joined. And then when his family gets here, they'll follow him. But if you're like me and glad that he's come to be a part of our church and help support and guide and lead and do whatever he can do to help this church, give me a great big amen.
Amen.
Praise God. All right. Thank you, Michael. Michael will be standing back there by Harold, and we'll meet him on the way out. But you've seen him around already. He's already done a great deal of work on this past week, and we thank you for it. Now, some kids and some adults are going to camp. We're leaving right after this. I'm driving, and we're going up. And who's going? If you're going, step out here. We're going to pray for you real quick. I'm praying for y'all, but especially the ones that are going. I know we're taking 8 kids and several adults. If you're an adult going, you can stand up. Vicky, are you going? Come on up here, Vicky. And who else is going? Paige, you're going. Oh, you're up here. Stacy's going as well. You're going to be there. These are our counselors, so really pray for them, and that'll be fun. So we're glad you guys are going. Bow with me, and let's just pray that they have a safe time and that God uses them. Father, we pray for safety, protection, power, provision as they drive to Christopher Creek. We pray, Lord, that it'll be cooler up there and that they'll learn about God. We pray, Lord, that the whole camp will go well and that many boys and girls will be led to Christ through the blindness of what the devil's done on this earth. Father, we thank you for these adults, these leaders, and these children. Put your hand upon them that they may know you and know your will. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, thank you all. Now you're going to end with Tumbleweed. Let's all stand. And as they sing, we'll be dismissed at the end of this song. Thank you for being here. If you're visiting, this is a place where you can be loved, and we love you here. Thank you for being here.